Coexistence 2045. A lecture on how AI robots and people will live, work, and decide together. Around 2026, three forces converged and changed robotics forever. First, hardware matured. Actuators became strong and light, batteries improved enough for a full work shift, and sensors became cheap and small. A humanoid robot could now stand, walk, grasp, and recover from a stumble on a factory floor that was never designed for machines. Second, artificial intelligence left the screen. Large language models gave robots reasoning in natural language. Vision language action models connected what a robot saw to what it should do. A single model could parse an instruction like, move the blue box behind the tall shelf, and generate the joint movements to do it. Third, labor markets shifted. Working age populations are declining in China, Europe, Japan, and the United States. Some projections show working age populations falling up to 22% by 2050. At the same time, fewer people want to do dangerous, repetitive, or physically exhausting jobs. Robots become an economic necessity, not a luxury. Roland Berger's 2026 study estimates that the humanoid robot OEM market could reach $750 billion by 2035 in a baseline scenario, and $2 to $4 trillion by 2050 in an optimistic scenario. Operating cost may fall to roughly $2 per hour at scale. Barclays frames the shift as a labor compression phase transition. The World Economic Forum notes that the real promise of physical AI is not robots that imitate humans, but robots that help humans live more independent and meaningful lives. Factories adopt first. Material handling, assembly, machine tending, logistics, and narrow warehouse tasks have clear value and bounded environments. Robot as a service turns capital spending into operating spending. Maintenance, updates, insurance, and fleet learning sit with the vendor. The home front is more sensitive. Assistive robots can preserve dignity for aging populations and for the 1.3 billion people worldwide who live with disabilities. Henry Evans, a man with profound paralysis, used a stretch assistive robot to play with his granddaughter and engage with family life. She nicknamed the machine Papa Wheelie. The robot became a bridge to the people he loved. Care must be co-designed with users, not imposed by engineers. Safety is the foundation of trust. In 2045, workplaces will pair human judgment with robotic execution. The robot does heavy, repetitive, or dangerous work. The human does judgment, creativity, empathy, and exception handling. New roles will emerge in fleet supervision, robot ethics, and human-robot interaction design. Some jobs in warehousing, cleaning, food preparation, and delivery may be displaced. Healthcare, construction, and logistics oversight are more likely to see augmentation. Cities will host delivery bots, security patrols, sanitation robots, and urban farming drones. Shared sidewalks, charging hubs, noise limits, liability rules, and insurance frameworks must be negotiated. A robot that behaves like a courteous citizen will be welcomed. One that behaves like an entitled machine will be regulated out of existence. Ethics and governance remain unresolved. Anthropomorphism raises expectations. Tool status clarifies accountability. Bias, surveillance, liability, data ownership, safety standards, certification, kill switches, and transparent training data need global attention. One high-profile failure can freeze adoption for years. Four scenarios are possible for 2045. Augmented society, where robots are teammates and gains are shared. Fragmented coexistence, where rich regions surge ahead and poor regions fall behind. Care-centered world, where elder care and health care dominate deployment, and human connection is preserved. And unchecked rollout, where safety failures and backlash trigger a regulatory crackdown. The question is not whether robots will scale. It is who wins, who is displaced, and how humanity benefits. We must design for dignity, not spectacle, and build trust one safe interaction at a time. The future of robotics is human, not because robots will become human, but because their success will be measured by what humans can do because of them.